The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wildo, and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wildo and Sylvie, Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? Here we are. Crosstalk Unhinged. And already Yurko is pissed at me for something.
What are you looking at, Waddle, and shrugging your shoulders at?
All the salty language. I can't believe it. I mean, what's going on?
Johnny doesn't like all that dirty talk.
Salty language. Before you came in, I said, listen, boys, I got nothing to bitch about. I came in late before, so I got
Yeah, we were wondering where you were.
Late, 11:15 is the start time. What do you mean? 11:05. 11:05.
We normally start at 11:05.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. It's 11:15.
That ain't true.
That ain't true.
But I was a guy that said I got nothing to bitch about because I've been late before. So I kicked my feet up and I relaxed. Yeah, no, I do think because that's why I said it. I thought about it and then I said it that I've got nothing to bitch about because I've been late before.
Especially on days when you guys, I know your schedule better than you know your schedule. Yeah. You have no promo to do.
There's no promo. That's true.
You guys, we're live and local on the day we're recording.
No promo.
You guys are cross-talking.
Oh, Christ. Yep. We got to talk to them two again.
Yes, we do.
See, I know your schedule better than you know your schedule.
Did the groundhog see his stupid shadow?
Yeah. I don't know what's what, but it's six weeks.
So that means he saw his shadow, right?
If he sees it, it means it's six more weeks. What it means is there's another 12 weeks of winter like there always is every single year.
Yeah.
It's today the dumbest day of the year.
It's when that beaver sees
his tail. Sweetest day is also the stupidest.
Sweetest is pretty stupid.
But at least sweetest day is a day you're professing your love.
Hey,
now every day is
stupid. Valentine's Day is stupid.
Nah, but
sweetest day is beyond the point of being ridiculous.
But what's the point of today? Like at least sweetest day is an extra day to go out of your way. To tell, like, I get it. It's a manufactured holiday.
Something to break up the month of February. That's all it is.
Yeah.
It's a distraction.
It's but Groundhog Day is
a distraction.
What's the history in the Groundhog Day?
I can't even begin to tell you how that started. I have no idea.
Is it an American tradition, or did it come from overseas?
I don't know. From England. I don't think they're doing this.
Are they? They're not stupid enough to do this.
They used to hunt the groundhogs.
But it did give us a great fucking movie.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
It's a great movie.
That's why you can't diminish the day, because it delivered us with an all-time classic movie.
The better, more times you see it, I think.
Yeah,
I think it's better. The more times you end up seeing that, it becomes better and better.
It's totally rewatchable.
Yes.
It's always funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it wasn't even upon its initial release, I don't even think like it was as much of a success as it's gone on to be. It's just one
kind
of those.
Kind of a cult
like
movie.
Got a kind of cult following, yeah. And it fucking delivers. So.
Have you fantasized ever of having some sort of a situation like that where you could kind of change stuff?
I thought you were going with like Groundhog Day porn, like for because you were looking at Carmen.
Have you fantasized about Groundhog
just
porn?
Rotor porn, not Groundhog.
Well, I just
porn,
no. I don't mean like with the rodent. I mean that every day is right, you walk in the house, same thing happens. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever fantasized
like about
like
fixing
that.
Stuff where you could have repeat the same day.
I think it'd be torture.
You could fix it.
I think it'd be torture. I think the movie demonstrates that.
Yeah.
And there have been a lot of copycat stories and movies that have sort of done the same type of thing, haven't there?
I don't know.
Which
ones are you thinking of?
Well there's been some recent. I gotta think exactly, but where they repeat the same thing and they're stuck in like this vortex, right?
I'm trying to think of what else has been stuck in a loop where
the same day. There was one recently, too.
Really?
Yes.
We should all smoke some weed and then do this show.
I think our mind would work better.
What is peyote? I don't know. I've never done it.
I think it's a type of mushroom.
I don't know. What is it?
I don't know. Have you ever done mushrooms?
Never.
I have.
I won't do them again.
No fucking way.
I did them several times. I did them in college and almost jumped out of third floor window.
See?
No, I won't do it again.
I'm not fucking with that shit, dude. No way.
Neither.
I don't want any psychedelic drugs.
No. My roommates had to walk me back. We lived on upper campus as freshmen. We came down to watch Wizard of Oz, like a
Jesus
bunch of us.
Christ.
All were doing mushrooms.
Was Pink Floyd playing in
with
the background?
No,
the
wall? But like...
Is it the wall?
It was it was an unbelievable situation. And I looked at my roommate and I go, dude, I'm going to jump out the window. He goes, time to take you back up to our dorm room. So we went back up to upper campus and kind of laid down for 30 minutes, and we went out to Mary Ann's and got hammered.
God bless you. Thank God you didn't jump out of a window either.
I've got the movie that I was thinking of.
What is it?
I've got the movie. Palm Springs, which was very good.
Never even heard of it.
Very good movie. Andy Sandberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very good. Well, you should watch it. I'll re-recommend it.
Palm Springs.
It's on streaming.
Not just a recommendation, but a re-recommendation.
Yes, because I think I recommended it back a couple years ago. Okay. Came out in 2020.
Hmm.
It's comedy and sci-fi.
Really?
And it repeats the same day. It's about a wedding day, and it repeats the same day over. Hmm. And only a couple people are in it.
Only a couple people are...
Repeating the same day? Yes.
Oh, that sounds interesting. I've never heard of a comedy/sci-fi.
Yes.
Usually those two don't blend or mix.
Hey, Waddle, you haven't seen this? I really have a show or a movie that you've not watched?
That's kind of shocking.
That is. It is. It's pretty much so.
Because I think that had a huge following, too, when it first came out.
Really? Never saw it.
50 First Dates, like I Googled.
Well, there you go.
That's sort of a Groundhog Day, too. Where 50 First Dates, he's repeating this same date over and over again.
Well, yeah, because
and changing it because she's got the short memory.
It's a little different because they're going out of their way to give her the same day over and mm-hmm. over again. But it's kind of.
You're a Sandler guy. Did you watch 50 First Dates?
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I just saw the last movie he did with Jennifer Aniston. I believe there's a new one out, like Murder Mystery, I think it's called.
50 First Dates is from 2004.
Yeah.
This is a long time ago and very good.
It's awesome.
Who's in it with him?
Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
It's a good rom-com when rom-coms were still good.
Dan Aykroyd was in that, too.
Yes, he played the doctor. That's right. Yeah. Dan Aykroyd does have a little bit.
And that's where the character 10 Second Tom came from. We used to call you 10 Second Tom.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Yeah, it's one of his guys that plays 10 Second Tom. He only remembers, you know.
Isn't that what's his name? Who's now very serious and political? Or no?
I don't know. Who? It's one of his guys.
The Daily Show. Who used to do The Daily Show?
Jon Stewart?
No. Isn't Jon Stewart in there?
No.
I don't remember him being in it, but who's Dan Aykroyd
character in Tommy Boy? He plays the auto park guy.
He plays Zelinsky.
Zelinsky. So when Rob Lowe gets banged up, he goes, what does he say? Send him a bottle of champagne.
With a bucket of ice and a card.
Yeah. Ice his marbles.
Yeah, tough break. I can't remember it now.
Something Z.
Yeah, sign Z. Yeah, use the ice on your marbles. Love Z. Yeah. I love them.
That was so good.
Bo
Derek was in it.
Oh man,
she still had her fast break.
Tommy Boy's like 30 years old at this point.
Yeah, it's
so
sick,
you know,
when you think about that.
But she had to be. I don't know. I mean, in her late 40s, early 50s.
Yeah,
right. When that movie came out, could she be that old?
Who?
She's got to be 70.
She's pushing 80 then.
She's probably between 75 and 80, probably 77 years of age.
She was still a smoke show in Tommy Boy. I mean, absolute fucking throwing heat.
That's
a million miles an hour.
That's still in your memory bank.
Oh, my God.
No question.
We were talking about this yesterday with the Tom Brady movie.
And Miller actually said the phrase.
That looks so dumb, by the way.
Said, James Bond is hot.
All right, so Bo Derek's not as old as I thought. That was going to say she's 66, so that's why she still looks so fucking good in that movie. She was late 30s. She was almost 40 years old, right? Because that movie's 30 years old.
It's so funny. I watched Beverly Hills Cop last night, the second half of Beverly Hills Cop, and then Beverly Hills Cop 2 was on right afterwards.
Yeah, with Brigitte Nielsen, remember?
Yes.
Beverly Hills Cop 2.
She was
95 for it.
Okay, but the guy, do you remember they talk about Wilford Brimley and Cocoon, how old he was when they filmed
this? Yes, yeah.
Taggart, the other
classic
cop,
yeah.
The other cop, not Judge Reinhold, whatever his name was, the other cop was 35 years old when Beverly Hills Cop 1 was filmed. He looks like he's 50 fucking
5
years old.
Dude. It's fucking hilarious.
Crazy.
The Wilford Brimley Cocoon thing does blow your mind.
It is. It's like 43?
Something like that.
When that movie was filmed.
You could tell me he was 70.
Yes.
And you would have believed
it. Yeah.
And then you look at Tom Brady, and he looks like he's going backwards.
Yeah, sure.
God, well,
put Sparky Anderson next to Tom Brady at the same age.
Please, give me a break. Sparky.
Put Sparky Anderson at 45 next to Tom Brady.
Full head of gray hair.
80 for Brady looks awful.
It's awful. I think it's going to be good.
How could it possibly be good?
Is that going to be streamed, or do you got to go to the theater for that one?
Well, I'm not going to.
I'm not going to the theater for it. I'm telling you, the next movie I'm going to the theater to is the one we talked about the other day.
Maverick Part 3.
Oppenheimer is the the new Christopher Nolan movie. That one I'm going to see this summer.
You talked about that's about the nuclear bomb invention.
I got my sights set on that one, on the atomic bomb. Yeah,
we probably won't understand that one either because it's Christopher Nolan.
It's Christopher Nolan. Yeah. That's true. Like, how is he going to warp our minds?
What is the joy with?
He didn't do that with Dunkirk. I don't know if you guys saw Dunkirk. That was really good.
I saw Dunkirk.
Dunkirk was really good.
Yeah. But when he tries to get too crazy, like, I don't want to think too hard in a movie.
I know.
I just don't. Don't make me do this. Yeah. Give me a resolution at the end. That's all.
He takes it too far sometimes. Like we talked about.
Tenet, like we said, I still don't understand what the fuck went on in there.
And I'll be honest, I have no desire to ever like go back and try to figure it out.
I don't either.
It's too much.
I don't either. I felt the same way about the Leo movie with the spinning
dreams.
Top.
The dreams.
Yeah.
Which one was Inception? I have no desire to go back and put my brain.
That one fucks with you too. But not like. But Tenet was even more. It's like now you're just trying to fuck with people.
And I still did. I can't even sit here and look at you and contemplate what that fucking movie was about.
No, honestly, it makes my head hurt, and I don't even want to. Yeah. I'm like, I'm done with this. I tried a second time.
Yeah.
And I don't think I even got through it. The second time, isn't it? And I was like, fuck this. Yeah. I am out. I'm sorry. I like Christopher Nolan. I like a lot of his movies. He's always done that. Didn't he do, I'm pretty sure Memento is a Christopher Nolan, if I'm not mistaken.
Was that the backward movie?
Yes. That's the one where it goes, where it's, again, it's about
a guy. I kind of like that, though. I thought that movie was good.
I like that movie, but it fucks with you. He's always done that.
What was the movie with Matthew McConaughey, was it, in the bookshelf?
That's Interstellar. That's a great
that one. That one fucked with my head, too.
That definitely has.
Making me fucking
think too much. And that's another Christopher Nolan, right?
He did all those. Stop with that.
But I like that movie.
Just give me a Tommy Boy part two, three, and four. Yeah.
Stop fucking with Waddle's brain.
Waddle just wants old school, you know?
I just don't want to fuck with my brain. Like, look, I don't want to. It's like I'm going back to college and I'm going through a class. I don't want to.
Waddle wants the aha moment at the end of the movie where it all comes together and clicks.
That's what Maverick did for you, right?
Just, yeah.
I'm fine. I'm cool with that.
Oh, I got it.
That's awesome. Listen, just tell me you're smarter than I am and I'm fine. I'm cool with it. Yeah, just don't try to prove it to me with your movie endings.
It's why I always liked on HBO. Why am I blanking on it?
The Mark HBO Wall,
Entourage.
Yeah,
because Entourage was like a good way to kill 30 minutes.
Yes, just guilty pleasure.
Tied up in a nice bow at the end.
It was mindless.
Yeah,
you didn't. And sometimes
bubblegum.
Sometimes you needed that. Like you'd watch Sopranos and it was fucking heavy and it made you think and it was complicated and it was awesome. It's like maybe the greatest show ever, but sometimes on a Sunday night, you just needed to wind down by watching 30 minutes of stupid fucking bullshit.
I'll give you a Sunday show that was great in the first season, and then they went.
I know what you're going to say.
Westworld.
Oh, Westworld?
Just like that for the first season, though. It was good.
Yeah.
And then they just took it to a place ridiculous. Where it didn't need to go.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, what was the show with The Rock when he was the agent?
Oh, yeah, Ballers.
Oh, Ballers.
Like, Ballers is another show, like Entourage. Where, like, sometimes at the end of a night on a Sunday, you just want a bag of gummy bears.
Fuck yeah.
And gummy bears isn't going to give you any nutritional value, but I fucking like gummy bears.
That's what I think Tulsa King does for me.
And you know what? Yeah. A bag of gummy bears is fucking awesome.
Yes. Yeah.
Like Entourage or Ballers or Tulsa King. Yeah. You don't need to be fulfilled.
Nope. I need to watch Tulsa King, but that's another one. I don't have Paramount Plus, so at some point will they just put it on
Paramount Plus has a lot of good stuff.
We
should do power rankings of streaming services.
I don't remember the last time I turned on Apple TV. I don't remember.
Well, we just watched Blackbird. You just told me about
it. Yeah.
That was great. That's the last time.
You got to start watching.
Well, I have Apple TV.
Severance. Yeah.
Season two, I think, is coming out soon if it's not out yet. Severance is going to fuck with your head.
Really?
And that's what it's about. It's about fucking with their brains. The premise is they live on the outside. Obviously, they're human beings living on the outside world, and they sign up to work for this company. But the stipulation is when they go to work, their brains get wiped out when they go to work. So when they're at work, they have no recollection of who they are on the outside world.
What the
fuck? Then when they go back after a day's work, they have no recollection of what they do for a living.
Really?
So their brains get
erased
in the elevator every single day to and from work. They don't know what they do, and they don't know who they are outside of work.
What do they do for work? That's the
fun stuff. We don't truly really know.
Oh. They're like,
without giving too much, and it's a great cast.
Is it?
More cowbell guys in it.
Who, Christopher Walken?
Christopher Walken. Yes.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher. It's a great cast.
Really?
Totoro's.
John Turturro's in it.
Whoa.
Yes.
Who's the guy also
Adam Scott? Is
Adam Scott that plays.
The golfer?
The golfer?
No, the guy that plays. Okay, I got to put it in my own terms. Plays the stepbrother's, the Will Ferrell character's brother.
He's good.
Adam McKay?
No, Adam Scott.
You might be Adam Scott.
That guy's good. I like him.
Yeah.
Adam Scott.
How about when they're singing the song in the car?
It's so good. It's so good.
It's a good. You guys would like it.
All right. But it's Severance.
It's a literal mind fuck.
I think I just got the Severance, the SAG after stuff in the mail.
It did.
Well, you have.
Yeah. And then the other thing I was thinking, I don't even know where to watch a fucking DVD anymore. Like,
you don't have a DVD player?
I don't think so.
I have.
Do your kids have a PlayStation?
Yeah, we have an Xbox. You can watch it in the Xbox. Okay, there you go.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm like, where the fuck
I'm surprised
am I
they
put
still
this
send
thing?
Them in that form.
Yeah.
Well, you can opt out, and foolishly, I didn't. Like Abdallah said, they sent I remember seeing it in the mail, and I never went online and actually just asked for the screeners digitally. Abdallah did, so he's been watching a ton of them.
What do they send them in? Like a little thumb drive or something?
No.
Or you just sign on?
You just log in, and there's like a pin. They give you a website and a pin. And you could just watch everything there. Yeah.
Then you just cast it on your TV.
I just saw
the Good Kids show, The Banshees of whatever.
Was it good?
No, I saw it that it was on HBO or something, and I completely steered away from it.
It was on HBO.
I steered completely away from it. And I watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 last night.
God bless you. So that's not fair. Just because I hate it, it doesn't mean it might not be good for somebody else.
I would rather. You know what? I don't feel guilty having watched Beverly Hills Cop 2 instead.
Yeah.
What was the show you guys were talking about on HBO that I haven't dived into yet? Sunday Night HBO. It's supposed to be super popular.
I heard it was good. I haven't seen
it yet.
It's Bleck and Abdallah were talking about
the
it.
It's The Last of Us.
Yeah. I heard it was good.
An apocalyptic.
I think it's some sort of, is it a zombie attack thing? Something, I think. Yeah. Like
Sunday HBO. When was the last time they missed on Sunday and HBO?
Yeah, they're fucking good, man. They really are. They've historically been so good.
The sequel to Game of Thrones.
I didn't like that one.
Whatever that is.
That won an award for best show on the Golden Globes.
A lot of people have been handed Pulitzers in the last 2-3 years.
fucking guy.
You're
unbelievable.
Tremendous works of fiction that have been put out.
Who? Prince Harry.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's not allowed to call himself Prince Harry.
If you're asking me about Harry.
Yeah.
What do I think of him? Not much.
I don't understand how he can call himself.
This is an ongoing joke. I think I'm the only one in on the joke here.
No, but I think it's funny, too. I know what you're going after.
It sets him off so much.
But I have to admit, it is weird. Like, you can't call yourself Prince Harry. You're not fucking Prince Harry, dude. It's not who you are.
He's too busy trying to con the world into giving him money. I wish him the best, doesn't he?
Not if he's removed himself from the...
Not originally. Remember, he was trying to talk to the Disney bosses, trying to get Meghan to be the voice of one of the princesses because they needed work?
I don't.
I was just trying to get under your fucking skin.
I do. You won't. You won't because you're you, and that's okay.
I see his picture on the book, and it's like his face on the book, and I'm
so
like,
who could possibly want a dime from him?
You know who would do it? All the people that love the royal stuff out in Europe or in the UK.
But did he separate himself from these lonesome
housewives that sit there and don't do anything? They can't wait to get themselves.
So we don't call
him
Prince Harry anymore.
Where they can
read
about Harry.
But the book doesn't it say Prince Harry? I thought it does.
Of course it does because they're trying to sell books.
I apologize for bringing this up. No, I just wanted to get under his skin.
I think it's funny.
What's her last name?
Markle.
No, no, no. That's her last name.
No, what is like?
He said, "What's her last name?"
Charles.
Charles. No, 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 no.
That's his first name. Prince Charles.
Prince Charles is the father.
Oh, fuck.
What is the?
He thought their last name was Charles. Prince Charles. You thought so? You'd be Prince Silverman. You'd be Prince Mark, not Prince Silverman.
Jesus Christ. That's fucking
Prince
awesome.
Prince Harry.
What is their Andrew? What is their last name?
What is the last name?
Goodfella.
What? Why can't I think of it? Do they? Does anybody even know? Like, what the fuck
Charles
is their last name? House of Windsor?
In charge.
They're the House of Windsor.
Look it up. Prince Charles' full name.
What's his fucking name?
Go Prince Charles' first full name.
Prince Charles.
Prince Harry, Duke of Sussex.
The fuck?
He's so not the stupid. Duke. He's not the Duke of Sussex.
Find
either.
Out what Charles's last name is.
Henry
Charles Arthur.
Albert. David.
No, no, it's Charles. Well, Prince Charles is Charles III is Charles Philip Arthur George. So their last name is George.
Did we know that?
George the House of Windsor. I think that's right because it goes all the way back to like.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Who gives
a fuck? I don't know. These are questions.
Who gives a
fuck? No, I get you. These are questions you get asked that you just don't really give a shit.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Unless it's like, hold on.
Charles' answer wasn't that bad.
Right. Charles. It wasn't that bad. But.
I think everyone knew that wasn't his last
name. Dwayne.
That's right, Dwayne.
Unless it's an answer to like a trivia contest or something.
Right.
You know, Trivial Pursuit or something where that's the only reason to know. So you might be able to win a contest and or a game. That's all.
I don't even know what it is.
So George.
Is it George?
I think that's.
I don't fucking know.
Prince.
I called Lula William Wallace last night. So it was Ed Longshanks.
Longshanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, you happen to catch it. I watched a little bit. It was at midnight. Kept me up for a little bit. And then I watched
So, William Prince of Wales.
I don't know, like, their last name, honestly. Is it George?
I don't fucking know. George of the Jungle.
Queen Elizabeth II. Her last name was
Elizabeth. What's Madonna's last name?
Her last name was Elizabeth George. Like,
other people in the world do you not
know
their last name?
Like, what's Stephanie? What's her last name? What's Lady Gaga's real name? I have no idea what Madonna's given birth name is.
We all knew it. Like when she was in the Playboy, her real name was out there in the 80s.
Was it?
Yeah, but I don't remember. Like John Wayne, Marion Morrison, you know?
Right.
Yeah, they have real names.
No.
Lady Gaga's Stefani Joanne Angelina Germanata.
God damn. Nice Germanata. Huh? Germanata, that's right.
Lady Gaga.
And who else did you want? Madonna.
What's Madonna?
Madonna.
She's a Paisan, too. Madonna's Paisan, too.
Would you see Madonna in
Ciccone?
Concert?
I would.
Yeah.
Would I see her?
Well, Madonna Louise Ciccone.
I'll be honest. Yeah. I would have seen her in concert when she was, like, in the 90s.
Yeah.
I won't see her now.
You know who I want to see in concert? Is Lady Gaga.
Oh, yeah. She's fantastic.
And she's in Vegas.
I'm taking my daughter to see Pink.
She was just at Wrigley.
Was she?
I'm taking my daughter to see Pink at Wrigley in August.
Pink? Nice.
Pink.
And then
you've always been a Pink fan. I've always remembered
in a lot of ways.
My ex was a Pink fan.
Yeah.
So I listened to a lot of Pink only because my ex was a Pink fan.
Okay. You became a fan.
No, not really.
You took.
I know the songs, though. You know, like Black Eyed Peas. I know their songs, too. Gwen Stefani, Fergie.
Gwen Stefani. You took Gracie
no
to
doubt
see...
for Fergie. I took to see Katy Perry.
I want to see Taylor Swift.
I saw Taylor Swift with her.
I would see that.
I've seen Katy Perry. I've seen a lot of concerts with Grace.
Yeah, I've never, like, I haven't taken, no. We have not taken the kids
I just,
to a
I thought
concert.
He was saying something
it's
different
early.
When he said Johnny likes
a little
Pink.
Early. I went and saw Swift with the nieces and with her, probably 2013.
Mm-hmm.
What about Avril Lavigne?
Maybe 2014. Mm-hmm. She was 12.
Yeah, so that's about it, right. Yeah.
Were you an Avril Lavigne fan?
I don't know much about Avril Lavigne.
Neither do I.
Did she sing Skater Boy?
Yes.
Is that the one she sang?
Yes. Yeah. I think I always remembered you kind of liking Avril.
I only because my kids were listening. I mean, we listened to Hollywood Undead. You ever hear Hollywood Undead?
No.
Listen to Hollywood Undead.
Hollywood Undead.
Yeah, Hollywood Undead.
Sounds disturbing.
It's Christmas in Hollywood. Mama's right in the hood. Meet me under the mistletoe. Let's fuck.
Oh, I like that.
What?
That should be the mistletoe, by the way. Let's change it to instead of kissing, we fuck under the mistletoe.
That's right. Yeah, I like that. But that's Hollywood Undead.
Hollywood
and then,
Undead. A lot of mistletoe in public
snitches
places.
Snitches and bitches. I mean, they had some tunes that the boys listened to. That's how I never knew anything about System of a Down. But the boys started listening to System of a Down. Then we went and saw them at concert.
Yes.
Same thing with Rammstein. I didn't know anything about a German
Q101 stuff
heavy metal
back in the
stuff,
day.
But Rammstein would come out of
Hollywood
the
Hollywood Undead.
That's the high-tech stuff right here.
That sounds like the theme song to Beverly Hills Cop.
Is that the song I was singing?
Axel F. No, I don't think so. This one's called Undead. This one's called.
Yeah. That's what they listen to.
Oh, all right. Interesting.
Listen, I was listening to Waylon Jennings when I was.
Well, right. We're listening to what we're listening to. You, I was listening great. To 70s.
You like
rock
what you like.
Out.
That's yeah. great.
But the kids, you know, they go, Dad, turn this on. So you turn it on and they want to listen to what they want to listen to.
My dad used to pop in an 8-track of Waylon and Willie. And
God bless.
I mean, I would have never known shots if my From daughter OC. And my kids didn't have me listen to that
OC.
Radio.
I thought OC always was a big yeah. fan of
well,
that.
We were all fans of
we
that.
We used to play that all the time.
OC.
Billy Ochepka.
I got to invite DOC back to the reunion.
Yeah, I think Danny knows. Danny put OC on the list, I think. No?
When are we going to announce this?
I don't know.
Well, I just threw it out there. I don't think we can announce it. We can't officially announce anything.
I missed Rosillo with you guys yesterday.
Yeah, he was good.
I told him Kanye really wants to talk to you.
It's
so weird. It's like a Tommy Lasorda thing. Hey, Ryan.
By the way,
Carmen,
you're what we started it with. Sylvie said, "Hey, by the way, just get this off the table." Yeah. Carmen said today he wants
tell
to talk
him the
to
fuck
you.
Off.
No, I said it.
He told the story again. He's told it a few times. And when him and Van Pelt
found out
when they thought that they were coming to Chicago to broadcast in the
best,
city,
the
because they're coming from Bristol, and they're like, "We're coming to Chicago in the summer. This is going to be great. We're going to be broadcasting from a great, cool bar in the city of Chicago." And then they're standing in the studio cross-talking with us. And then we're like, "Hey, where are you guys broadcasting from?" They're like, "A really cool volleyball bar in Elgin." And we look at them. We go, "Elgin?" And they go, "Yeah, how far is that from here?" We're like, "That's like an hour
away."
"That's an hour away." They're like, "An hour? What do you mean? It's not in the city?" And we're like, "No." Like, you know, Rosillo thinks it's like, awesome. It's like,
it's like Boston.
Right. Like a neighborhood in Boston, right, like Southie Charlestown or something like that.
Boston's so small.
Yeah.
Jamaica Plains.
Right. And then he told us, he's like,
Sam Adams Brewery.
He's like, "That's when SVP was SVP. And he's like, "That's when he had enough anger for the both of us."
Yeah.
He told us, he said, and he was pitching to everybody about it.
I fucking
we
love
come
it,
to
dude.
Fucking Chicago to broadcast in Elgin.
Put him in rookies at Elgin, probably. You know, I love rookies, but if you come, if you're
that's
coming from out of
haul.
Town,
that's a long
and you
haul.
Think right. you're in Chicago, yeah, that's
we
a
love
long,
it. It's different for
it's
us
different for
when
us.
We live here,
right? That, for them, it's a long.
They
fucking
think they're
way.
In a beer garden in Wrigleyville. That's where they think they're going.
The equivalent would be like, "We're flying you to New York, and your guys are going to do a show." And then they tell you you're doing
in Trent,
it in fucking
New Jersey.
You're in Orange.
Yeah.
You're 30 fucking miles
you're
west
in the
of Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah, exactly. You're, you know, it's like, wait a minute, what? I mean,
you're in the swamps of Secaucus.
Yeah, I don't want that. Even Secaucus would be better. I don't know. It's funny.
No,
Secaucus not better.
Yeah, it's not better. You're right.
No, none's better than New York.
How about that fucking
proper?
Horrible hotel you used to stay at to go play at the old. In
the Meadowlands?
In the Meadowlands.
You'd stay, we'd stay in Secaucus right there.
So right, it was like the Marriott, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was a shit.
You know,
hole,
when
was
I
it?
Was there, they had a Playboy convention there.
At Secaucus?
Oh, yeah.
Not so
it was kind of, but Coughlin wouldn't let anybody in there.
I don't blame him.
And Skip Richardson was our security guy, our head of security. And Skip goes, I go, "Skip, all I want is a fucking 1967, August of 1967 Playboy."
Yeah.
It was the month I was
Your
born.
Month you're born.
I go, "Skip, I said, just get it for me." I go, "Whatever it costs, I'll fucking pay you." So Skip goes, "He goes, Yerka, I know that's all you want, but I can't let you in." Fucking, we get back from New Jersey, and it was a preseason game. The Ravens were there. I saw fucking Siragusa was there, too.
Yeah.
They played the night before we played.
Wow.
So they got it one night. We were there the
you
next
guys
night. We were flying
night.
In as they were, you know.
Right.
We got
they probably
hotel.
Had the Jets.
They
you had the Giants.
They were going,
exactly.
right, as
yeah.
they were going to the Whatchamacallit. So... That's all. But we get back to fucking Jacksonville, and there's Skip.
Did he get it for you?
I got some for you.
That's awesome.
I go, "Skip, what it costs you is nothing." He goes, "It's on me."
So you still have that?
That's the power of the good kid
right
there. That's
great. And so I got it. It's in my desk downstairs. I'll bring it in.
You should.
Just to see some of the weird stuff that's in there.
Big hairy beaver.
No.
Surprisingly enough, there wasn't a lot of focus on the beaver. It was more of the form.
Oh, really?
In '67, it was more of the form. It wasn't... graphic. It was nothing graphic.
Well, Playboy's never really gone graphic, right?
It's art.
Not like Penthouse.
It was a little bit more of the form.
Yeah.
You know, laying down
for full
in a certain,
beaver.
Yeah. I know what Carmen
he
loves.
He wanted Hustler is what he called
Carmen.
Loves.
He likes that 19, that Neolithic bush.
No, I don't want that. That's fucking nasty.
Yeah, big fan of the Neolithic bush.
I am not a big fan of that. Not at all.
The Neolithic bush.
Do you remember one night?
You could floss your teeth with it.
So one night, Sylvia and I were out in, I think we were at Tavern on Rush.
How did you go from the Big Bush to me and you being at Tavern on Rush?
Do you remember this?
We were
with Delavitt and his brother Scott. It was me, Sylvie, Adam Delavitt, Scott, maybe Berger. I don't know. We were hanging out. We're fucking knocking around the Gold Coast, whatever. I think we were at Tavern on Rush, and we met. She was, I think at some point, late 60s, early 70s, a Playmate centerfold.
Yeah.
And she was an attractive woman. I mean, at the time we met her.
Did you ask her to strip down so you could check her out?
No, we were talking to her about that.
She was probably 38 at the
dude.
Time. If it was the 90s?
No, this would have been like early 2000s. So she was probably
she was in the
mid-70s. Let's say she was in her
18,
late
19?
50s.
Yeah.
And she still looked good. And we were, if I'm not mistaken, you know, this is the early 2000s. Maybe you get away with a little bit more. I mean, she was an open book
probably
talking to us about... you know, how she shaves now and she didn't then, and the differences in her love life and her. She was fascinating.
Hardwood floors.
Yeah, she was.
She has
no
problem.
Floor. She goes,
she's
totally shaven.
She's confident about her stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, Beverly Hills Cop 2, there's a scene at the Playboy Mansion.
Yes, there is.
Yeah.
There is. That's right.
They're all playing volleyball.
Is that still open now that he was gone?
No.
They totally shut it down.
Didn't they sell it? Somebody bought it.
I think the whole thing is
shut down. Elvis sang a song about that in the grotto.
You know, he didn't like. that's funny. He didn't die a very wealthy man, did he?
No.
Is that right?
Well, now they just. I mean, like you find out all the other stories.
So. Wow, I can only
the good stories.
Well, you saw too. Lisa Marie Presley died and owed like $10 million or something.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Did you see moms coming in instead of everything going to the daughters? Whatever will go to the daughters. She's got a lot of debt. But the moms, Priscilla's come in and she's greedy,
taking it
as usual. She's greedy. She,
I mean, you like are so bitter.
2014. I mean, no, it's not that. Listen, in 2014, she put an amendment to her will that excluded her mother from getting anything and just included all her daughters. Lisa Marie Presley. Yes, if you read about it.
I don't care.
I mean, do you read about it? Do you ever read about anything? Or
not Lisa fucking
just
Marie Presley.
Johnny, I don't
Johnny,
that's
your
you
print,
just
that's
watch
your
the pictures. Come on.
I mean, I that's don't Johnny. Care. Johnny's got a subscription
way,
to Star Magazine.
So she's challenged that amendment. Like, it's not her. She misspelled my name. Blah, blah, blah.
God.
Everything she can't because she wants a little piece of the pie.
She didn't get along with the mom?
Whether she did or not. She had two daughters and everything's going to my daughters.
Right,
why would I?
Yeah, why would you leave money
most
to
most of the time,
yeah,
you don't
right.
leave money to people up. You leave right. money to people down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Leave her peanut butter and
I see what you're saying.
You don't go giving it to mom. You give it to your kids. I don't expect my son, if he ever hits it big, he passes, all of a sudden I'm getting money from him.
No, I don't either. I agree.
It would go to his
way. After all the years
you've taken care of them, don't you expect them to take care of you when you're old?
That's not what we're
talking
about.
That's not what he's saying. Oh. He's saying if you
We're not
die,
talking
if,
about that.
We're talking about she's dead.
She's dead. Money goes down.
Right.
It goes to the descendants. Money never comes back up to shoot the family tree.
Well, what does Priscilla need? But do they need money? Does she not have money from Elvis's estate?
I mean, she's got a nice beaver. I mean, that's what they said.
Nice beaver. Yeah. Thanks. I just had it stuffed.
What does that have to do with?
Well, it's from Naked Gun.
Oh, yeah.
And it's her.
I got you.
That's such a great line. Nice.
Come on, stick with us.
You know,
I made you laugh once.
It got quick.
And now I'm puzzled. Carmen picked it up.
Answer the question. Do you expect them to take care of you, Nico and Jake, when you are old and decrepit?
My boys have already informed me that once I become so decrepit to the point where I'm pooping myself.
They're putting you in the house.
No, they're not going. They want to check me in.
Dr. Kevorkian?
They want to check me in the house right now.
I'm sure they do.
Gracie is the only one that's going to stop that from happening. She's already told me she's happy. I'll save you. But...
Do the boys call are not you? Looking to put you in a home right
no,
now. What are you talking
they
about?
They do. Ask them.
Do the kids call you
Jake
Pappy?
And Nico.
Do they call you Pappy?
They call me Pappy.
They do.
Yeah.
They call Pappy. Him Pappy. They do.
And then the boys would put me on an ice floe right now, and with a southern wind would push me into the lake, tied to a chair. We love you, Dad. Thanks for everything.
Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, wait till they find out that everything's left to Gracie.
No. No, if I crap the bed today, it goes to all three of them, and that's the way it's designed.
At some point, you might change that.
That's the way it's designed. No, all three of them.
I love
but
it.
I told them all there's going to be real tears at my funeral.
Yeah.
When I die, there's going to be real tears because I'm going to spend every
penny.
Fucking dime
my kids have already been told there's going to be.
I might actually go into hock a little
don't,
bit.
Don't
you know?
Plan on. Don't
all
plan
you're
on,
getting from
yeah.
me
like
is
Steve Buscemi.
I'll raise you. I'll help you. But
I'll take 200 grand from the mafia.
Right.
From the loan shark just before I know I'm going to crap the bed.
Good idea.
It's spend it all.
And that's it.
Go out in a blaze of glory in Vegas.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Hookers and blow.
There you go.
Hey, I mean, if you know you're going out, why not? Hookers and blow in Vegas. That's a party.
That's a good way.
And,
that's the
and
way to end it,
I've
boys.
Never ever done it, so you know, me neither. That's the thing that pushes me over the edge. Boom. Okay.
You'd have to
on.
Know, like this is it.
Right,
I'm checking
I'd have to
out.
Know.
Yeah.
Oh,
one
the,
last
the,
weekend.
That buck melanoma would have to be really growing inside.
That's fucking.
I would think though that if you do too much blow, it may get you before you get to the hookers.
Maybe.
No,
so
yeah.
Be
you
careful.
Want to balance it out.
Yeah, yeah be careful how you administer the blow.
That's it. That's the way to go. Mushroom.
All right, what are we hard for?
I want to die. Well,
hookers
I'm
and
not,
blow.
I'm not
going to
say. I'm not going to say it because I
you,
would cross.
I know.
The line.
Well, I don't think. I know what you're going to say. I don't think.
I am going to cross.
What are you
going to
say? Well, yeah.
Sure.
What were you going to say?
No.
Is there anything in sports to be hard for this weekend?
Not really.
You were going to tell us
like,
how you're going to go.
This
well,
is a sad
I know.
Weekend.
No, I
there's
will tell
golf.
You this. If you
there's
are
golf.
A little bit of a racing fan, right, there's golf, and there is a little bit of racing
yes,
fan.
That's what I was
going
to say.
They've got some Pebble stupidity Beach. Going on at the Coliseum where they're racing on that quarter-mile track.
Yes.
They've done their best. Their best efforts over the course of the last 30 years, NASCAR has limited every short track they've got but Bristol. They've eliminated them.
Bristol,
they gave them the cookie cutter mile and a half tracks. One, which is a white elephant currently in Joliet.
Yes, it
by
is.
The way. It's a white elephant.
Kind of sad.
Just sits
I mean,
there and it doesn't know, do a damn thing nothing. Because when the COVID came, they abandoned the city of Chicago. But now they're back giving us the Clydesdales on Lakeshore Drive.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh, can't wait for that crap race.
It's going to be a nightmare.
My Lord. But either way, they've got it. It's a quarter mile track they built inside the LA Coliseum. Yeah. It's a terrible racing. It's awful. Again, now. This is like watching rhinos race and elephants.
Which is not fun.
And hippos.
I want to see a gazelle
race
not a fucking
right.
rhino.
Cheetahs. I want to see cheetahs and
cheetah.
Gazelles.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the
Pumas.
Race.
Rhino stole
somebody
25
give me a puma.
Bases one year.
Rhinos are getting
yeah.
funny.
But you know what my point is? It's
I know
what dumb. You know. It's dumb. It's dumb. And NASCAR thinks they've got themselves something bright. It's the dumb. I got a hard on for the stupidity of NASCAR. That's
right.
My hard on.
Do you know what animal kills more people in Africa than any other?
Probably rhinos or
hippos.
I would think hippos.
Simple hippos.
Vicious.
Vicious. So I'll co-sign with you the Pebble Beach. Not because of the golf.
No.
I like to put it on the big screen with the HD, see the waves, see the whales, and think about warm weather coming.
Right.
And I know it's cool there sometimes. But the scenes on that course
Tommy and
is
I have
beautiful.
Played. Tommy and
unbelievable.
I have played.
You would enjoy it even if you weren't there for golf. You stay at
drink
the
some wine.
Yes, you stay at the Pebble Beach Lodge.
Oh my!
And then you go to Monterey and all
where
the
is
different
that Carmel, California.
Carmel. Yeah,
it's beautiful. The
you don't even have to be
they
golf.
Show.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
I played the poor man's Pebble. I got there a couple days before. We were supposed to check in. I played Pacific Grove.
I did not play that.
They call it the poor man's Pebble. Six holes on the ocean.
Is it awesome?
It's like you're there. It's as picturesque as like you're at Pebble Beach. $75 to play.
Oh, my God.
That's outstanding.
$600
to play
Pebble Beach.
Wow. I liked,
and you've got to stay there.
I like Spyglass as much as I liked Pebble.
Spanish Bay,
that whole piece
too.
Of property. So he's right.
You're
it's
a
just
golf
beautiful.
Fan, even if you're not a golf fan, you got to take a trip out there for a couple
yeah,
of days.
I've never been.
Hang out.
Tommy's
there.
Played. I've played.
I've never been. My dad's played out there.
We basically got kicked out in the 18th hole up on the balcony. They were having a wedding,
and you guys were,
and it was me and three other guys, and we were playing fucking
from
in
Boston.
Between.
From Boston.
Oh, I love it. Dude.
And
from Boston.
No,
it's probably Dickie Bryce. Dickie Bryce. Yeah.
And they had to come back out and say, "Hey, we're having a wedding. You guys keep it down." And next thing you know, my buddy John Whalen hits the post for $400.
Oh, I love
got to put $800 in the pot.
I love it.
And it starts, motherfuck! And the person comes out, listen, I can't tell you anymore. There's a really
animals.
Big wedding going on inside the clubhouse here at Pebble Beach.
All right, bluechew.com. Use the promo code Unhinged to get a month's supply for free. Check it out. That's what we're hard for. Anybody got anything else?
No.
Till next week. All right, why don't you go fuck yourself,
okay,
Tom.
Prince Harry.